Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. She's a 2005 Atlantic High School alum, and we're going to talk with Bethany Wilcoxon this morning. Bethany, good to catch up. How are you?
Doing very well. How are you, Tim?
Very fine. Thank you very much. We're going to talk a little bit about a campaign that you are involved in. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. I've been nominated for the Woman of the Year campaign for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, or LLS, advocates for blood cancer research, patient services, and education when people are diagnosed. They've performed some pretty incredible research, really helped reduce rates of not surviving. So really excited to be a part of this. Just a fabulous campaign.
Yeah. Do you have a history of any of this type of thing, leukemia, lymphoma, in your family?
Not in my family personally. Been impacted by several other types of cancer, though. But blood cancer is actually the third leading cause of cancer deaths, which I think a lot of people overlook that. They think of the other big hitters, so really trying to elevate the profile of this particular one.
So with no history in your family, how in the world did you ever get involved in a group like this then?
Well, it was a bit by accident. A friend of mine was mistaken for another individual at an event we were at back in the fall of 2012 by a couple of women from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So it just became a running joke of sorts, and then they mentioned this campaign. We knew nothing about it at the time. A few months later, we heard back from them, and before we knew it, we were off and running with his campaign. We had a pretty successful year last year. Just a wonderful experience getting to meet some of the survivors. There is a boy and a girl of the year who are blood cancer survivors every year that funds are raised in honor of. So we got to meet them, hear their incredible stories, hear survivor stories of adults, kids, the impact that Leukemia Lymphoma Society has had on them. So it was really just powerful. So when it came time to get candidates lined up again this year, he asked, and it was a no-brainer. I said, of course I will.
Yeah. So what's involved then for you? You're in this competition for the group's Woman of the Year. Is it a fundraising effort then?
Yes, it's a fundraising effort. We have 10 weeks until May 10th to raise as much money as we possibly can for this campaign. Any way that we possibly can, we're hosting a variety of events between now and then. We'll be having a karaoke show, an antique roadshow type event, fashion show. And then they'll culminate with the grand finale gala, which will be held at Prairie Meadows. They'll be having a live auction as well as a silent auction. And then, of course, we're taking online donations as well as checks any way we can get money. Really trying to be creative, make it fun, and educate people in the process.
You sound pretty passionate about this.
You know, it's one of those things I've jumped into and just learned so much about it over the last couple of years that it's hard not to be. We had the kickoff for the campaign with the rest of the candidates last night, and just seeing the enthusiasm and the impact that this organization has had on people's lives, you know, not having that personal connection to it, they've made it personal for me.
Well, I think most folks are probably in the same boat you were before your involvement. You have a general idea of what leukemia and lymphoma is. If you don't have anyone in your family who has that those diseases, then you probably don't know all the details. We get a crash course when someone is suddenly diagnosed that's close to us. But I'm sure you've learned a lot more than you ever thought you would through your association.
Yes, for sure. You know, one thing I just learned last night, somebody's diagnosed with a blood cancer every 10 minutes. So you put it in that perspective, and it really hits home. And I met so many people. I know the Atlantic area has been impacted by it as well. So just hearing those stories, it really opens your eyes. You just, you know, operate on autopilot so many times, but then you hear about it, and it really brings it to life and motivates you.
Yeah, and you've heard the, you've had a chance to experience some of the stories from, like, the boy and girl of the year, the children who have to go through this. Is that especially meaningful when you get an opportunity to meet and hear some of the stories from some of the young people who are going through this?
It certainly is. Last night, for example, this year's Boy of the Year was diagnosed back in April of last year. He'd been acting, you know, a little bit funny, but they thought he was fine, but they took him to the doctor just to check him out. And hearing that he'd been in remission for the last year or so and just seeing his spunk was, you know, just brought a joy to the whole room. There was also another Boy of the Year from a couple of years ago who who was there last night, and he was up on stage, and he was so excited to be there. There was one of the previous girls of the year who was there with her cheerleading team, and they did a cheer for all of the candidates. So it really is just, it motivates you. You know, you're doing it to bring hope to people because they're not out there fighting this alone. We're all in it together.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where you get the, especially when you have children diagnosed. I mean, it really affects so many more people. It's like any other affliction, any other cancer that you might see. It's not just the patient themselves that's affected. It's all the people around them. It changes their lives in so many ways, emotionally, physically, the day-to-day, what we have to go through now. But it's funny how you get some of these patients, especially the children, and they have such a positive outlook through this.
Yes, yeah, it really makes you appreciate things when your life is going along normally, and then, you know, one day you remember that date and that time exactly when your life changes, and it does put things in perspective. And, you know, hearing from some of the parents of these kids, you really start to understand it, and it does impact everybody. You know, one of the candidates last night said he has several clients who he never knew that they were personally impacted, but he's been talking to them about it, and they've been impacted with them either themselves having it or very close family members. So it is one of those diseases or afflictions that you just don't hear about, like some of the other kinds of cancer. So I'm really excited to hopefully shed some more light on it.
You bet. Well, we're visiting with Bethany Wilcox, and she's a 2005 Atlantic High School graduate, and she's been nominated as a candidate for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Woman of the Year campaign. Bethany, let's talk more specifically about the campaign itself. Did you have a good campaign last year?
We did. You know, like I said, we kind of threw everything together at the last minute, not really knowing what we were doing. But despite that, we had some great success with our events, ended up raising around $30,000. So we're really hoping to build on that. I know our group of friends around the Des Moines area really got excited about it. They're enthused, asking about upcoming events again for this year. So we're just trying to build on that and have an even better year this year.
What's all the money used for?
It goes to a variety of things. Portion of it goes to research. Portion of it goes to patient services. And then also just education. There's different support groups. I know there's one in central Iowa. There's also one in eastern Iowa. So going to those kinds of things as well. One thing that I like about the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, 76% of all of the funds go back to support patients. You hear about a lot of the different charities that it's a much smaller percentage that actually goes to support those services, but Leukemia Lymphoma Society is one of the best as far as actually supporting the cause.
You bet. So if folks want to help out, they do that by donating?
That's correct.
And how would they go about doing that?
They have several options. We have a website. It's MWOYB Wilcoxon, which is WILCOXON.org. We also have a Facebook page. You can just search Bethany LLS, Woman of the Year Candidate 2014 on there. As I mentioned, we have several events coming up between now and May 10th, so people are certainly welcome to attend those. And then, of course, the Grand Finale Gala as well, which will be at Prairie Meadows. As I mentioned, we'll have some live auction packages as well as silent auction packages. And, of course, if people want to donate to those, we would welcome that as well.
You bet. Well, I know you no longer live here in Atlantic, but it was a pretty good place to grow up. People were pretty supportive of you when you were growing up. They hope that they continue to support you and the organization now.
Yes, I certainly appreciate it. And, you know, Atlantic, it is, you know, my hometown. It's a great place to grow up, great place to be, and, you know, always a joy to come back and visit.
Absolutely. Well, Bethany Wilcox, and again, thanks for your time this morning, and good luck with your efforts.
Appreciate it, Jim.